All right, so we were just talking with LaToya Edwards from NBC 10 Boston, and she had a story in the news, and we got completely sidetracked, and here we are, about what are the most popular names to name your kids in 2025. I had joked that Liam was one of them, and in fact, Liam, I think, was in the top five, along with a Noah was in there.
Noah, Liam, Oliver, Elijah, and then for girls, Olivia, Amelia, Sophia, Emma, Charlotte.
I do like all those girls' names, though.
They're all lovely names.
Yeah, but what happened to the names from back in the day, Kennedy? What was your grandmother's name?
I had an Ethel and a Virginia, but we called her Jin.
Ethel. That is all-timer.
All-timer.
You're not meeting any little girls that are 5 years old that are named Ethel anymore.
Let's bring it back.
Yeah, I had a Sally and a Leonora. I haven't seen a Sally under 60 in quite a while.
I love the name Sally.
My mom was Annette. I love
that's a good one.
That's a good one, right? I had Annette and I had Lillian. Now, I think there's Lilies out there, but somebody being called Lillian, I feel like that's not out there as much anymore. All right, let's see. What do we have for like a young person with an old person's name?
Lorraine.
Lorraine?
Lorraine.
Yeah, that's kind of an old lady name.
Wasn't that was that on Cheers? Carla's ex-husband's new girlfriend, Lorraine.
Oh, it may have been.
Wow,
but the only Lorraines I can remember are like Lorraine Newman that was on Saturday Night Live, and she was definitely born in the 40s and 50s. I'll be 50 this year, but when I went to college, someone said to me, they're like, "You have a great name for a grandma." So
do you keep hard candy and tissues in your purse?
I do love my name. I've always been the only Lorraine for the most part, so
yeah,
it is
not a lot of
I like
around.
It, but it's definitely an old lady one.
Nice. Thanks for sharing that, Lorraine.
Thanks.
Is it Louise or Louie? I'm not sure which. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, my name's Liz, but I named my daughter Louise.
Okay. And does that feel like an old lady name, Kennedy?
I don't know. I like it.
See,
not what he asked.
Thank you.
I mean, maybe, but so what?
Like Louisa May Alcott? What are we talking about here?
Did you name her after someone, or?
No, everybody thinks I might have named her after my grandmother or great-grandmother, but we actually named her after Louise Belcher from Bob's Burgers.
You're lying.
That's where my mind went.
Oh, my God. That is the most amazing thing ever. Oh, my God.
Oh, that is so good.
God, if you could name your kids after animated TV characters, that opens up a whole new world for me.
You can do whatever you want, Dan. You created them. You can do what you like.
I know, but there should be some rules.
Nah.
Oh, that's so good.
I don't think I'm going to be honest with her about that. I don't think I'll tell her we named her after Louise Belcher, but...
Oh, my God. That is so good. All right. Thanks for sharing that. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Okay. We're not thinking Abby is an old lady name, are we?
No.
No, okay. No, we're not. But my great-grandmother's middle name was Beatrice.
Oh, that's definitely an old lady name.
Okay,
Beatrice.
But that's your great-grandmother. She is an old lady. That was just a name when she got it.
You got to understand the assignment.
We're talking about people in 2025 with old lady names.
Oh, that's so good. All right. Thank you, Abby.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye. Crystal, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, what's the old lady name? Crystal? I don't think so.
No. Crystal is not the old lady name. I was actually thinking of Dolores.
So who's named Dolores in your life?
So it was actually my grandmother. She passed away last year. But I also have a sister who's only about 40, and she got named after her. So it's an old lady name, but there are still some around. And I wonder, I actually don't know if Dolly Parton's original name was Dolores, but that's what my sister's name is, Dolores, shortened to Dolly.
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, being 40 years old and being Dolores has got to be awful.
Yeah, did she get teased about her name growing up?
Well, there's a lot of jokes made because our first language is Spanish, and Dolores is actually... pains. It's the word for pain in Spanish. It's dolor. So Dolores is pain. Like if you say I'm having pain, it's yo tengo dolores. Like in whatever body part you say.
She was catching
that.
It so, in multiple languages.
So in Spanish, how would you say Dolores, you're being a pain?
Oh, man. Dolores está siendo un dolor.
Oh, that is so good.
You
thank
call
you,
back
Crystal.
Anytime.
Thanks, Crystal. We appreciate that.
No, it's my first time being on the radio.
Yay!
With you.
Oh,
well, you're a rock star. You did great.
Thank you so much. I was nervous.
Oh, you did great.
You did great.
All right.
I don't have to do my Duolingo today.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
617-655-1234.
This is wild.
That was more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Indeed.
Young people with old people names. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix. If you want to share yours, 617-655-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.